Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. And yes, we are MAGA. We believe in making our country and every single person in this country great again. We believe in excellence in society, improving one's dreams, following one's dreams, following to be the best we can all be. And that's something tonight is being attacked by the guy. I don't even know if he's alive or dead or whatever it is, but this guy is something weird about this guy. He is not all there. I don't know. This guy is definitely the death knell of the Democrat Party. It's no longer around. It is officially dead. This guy has destroyed everything that the Democrats have worked for years and years and years going back. It's totally like the party JFK, of Truman, Scoop Jackson, even Ed Koch, if you want to go that route, is no longer alive. This is a communist party. It's totally communist. So-called president, because he's not really, he's acting like a little child, now the president, goes on national TV at 7 o'clock in the evening to across the nation, on national TV to go and do a Hillary Clinton and attack a group of people, about 80% of the people of this country or more. Biden did the Hillary Clinton's deplorable, he just did it again, by attacking the Republican Party and MAGA, Make America Great Again. There is nothing wrong about wanting to be the best you could possibly be. He only thinks about failures. He's crooked. He's a crime syndicate. He needs to be in the prison cell, not in the White House, and it showed tonight. He destroyed the respect of the presidency tonight. He took it and he shitted on it with his comments. And that is a shame because we respect, every American respects the office, but he destroyed that office and he shitted on that office. He needs to be like Marjorie Taylor Greene and everyone else, like Ted Cruz said, he needs to be impeached immediately. The whole group coming from Joe Biden needs to be gone. Kamala Harris needs to be gone. And of course, Nancy Pelosi needs to be gone and many others. And it is very important that we all go out there and vote. Make sure you bring 20, 30, 40, 50 people at the polls. We got breaking news tonight. According to two separate polling data, Republicans have the ability to pick up as many as 66 Senate seats. Total for 66 Senate seats. That's a pickup of 16 seats. All right, there's 34 elections going on across the country. We could actually flip 16 Democrat seats next Tuesday. Here in Florida, with early voting and the absentee ballots combined, right now the Republican candidates across the state, up and down the ballot, has a 6% lead. And right now, the Republicans lead and is ahead in Miami-Dade County and is closing in and might just be slightly ahead in Broward County, which means if we end up with the Republicans end up being winning, if Ron DeSantis, Governor says, gets reelected by 10 to 15 points, his coattails will bring down every Democrat and every Republican across the ballot will win big across the thing, eliminating every single communist there is. That's what we need to do. And we need to get out there and vote. Bring 20, 30, 40 people with you. Make sure they vote for America Great, mega candidates, America First, and America, the Constitution. Because Biden and the so-called Democrats show that they're not for you and the Constitution. Any comments, Scarlett?
How many presidents go on TV and insult people?
None really. Trump didn't even do that. Trump, they hated Trump, but he didn't. What Trump did, used the pulley pulpit to try and get people to dream again, to move forward in life. That we all could do it. You know, if you fall down, you pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and go. And he's still doing it.
And he proved it. Okay, his first term was awesome. People went to work. People who were in poor situations turned their lives around. Single parents made their lives great. I mean, entrepreneurship was a growth. Okay, different Spanish and black communities and women. And all of them, everyone, expanded. Things were great. People were prosperous. Rent was cheaper. That's for sure. Call in at 515-602-9657 and answer me. Have you ever heard a president insult Americans? I want to hear your voice. Call on in. Let me know. Because I don't remember that shooting. We've had some winners in the presidency. Really?
Wilson,
who created the Treaty of Jekyll Island and the Federal Reserve and Franklin Delano Roosevelt or even Jimmy Carter, okay? Nobody, never heard of it, okay? So, I mean, they some really shitty...
This is a guy that this is a this is a guy that from the day he started trying to destroy this country. He is literally destroying the energy industry.
Him. He has no brains. Okay? You know who's doing it.
Obama.
The third termer.
Obama.
Insane Obama. Okay.
And Obama, by the way, Obama decided to try to go after the TikTok people. By the way, TikTok's owned by Communist Chinese. It's the CCP owns TikTok.
I know. That was going to pay him the wet in his pockets. Why would he do that? Barack Obama showing his power. He just made a very bad move.
He loves woke. He loves the weak people because that's how he controls. Reminds you of somebody in public mind that likes to control weak people. Obama, Obama likes to control very mindless people, and he uses it to try and change America. And if you read his books, you know he hates his country.
He hates his country. He hates white people.
He hates
women.
Law and order.
He hates gays. He really does, folks. He doesn't. And then people say that we hate. I don't think so. Okay?
No,
I may not agree. Look, there's only two genders, a man and a woman, as far as I'm concerned. And it's a pile of bullshit to want to change people. Better question is, why are they so insecure in their bodies? But what did Barack Obama do that you got on tape?
In TikTok, in order to get the TikTok people, these woke people, because the people that were insecure, they have all kinds of crazy issues in their head. They're probably, we used to have a Facebook page called Liberalism is a Mental Disorder, Mental Disease. In fact, the young lady that is about to give birth was part of it, and she actually joined it. But the point is, going back a few years back, the point was that he uses that. He's showing that these people that he's controlling have an issue. And he knows that they're very low self-esteem and self-reliance. So he tries to control them. So he literally, and we have a video of this, him crawled on his hands and knees to go under a table or a desk to try and talk this kid to be supporter of the Democrat Party, actually the Communist Party, and vote for whatever candidate was in that area. But the point is that's how desperate they are, and that's how
he's
sick they are.
He's not allowed to do that. He's not allowed to tell people how to vote. I mean, you could say vote Republican, but you can't say, hey, go out and vote for Ron DeSantis and get in your face, you know? And use that.
Well, he could, they go and they desperate speech and support, things like that, and they go after candidates and stuff. That's campaigning. But when you literally go under a table to try and convince a person who's not mentally all there or
was
very insecure to go out of the vote, and that's a question mark. I don't know if it's a boy or girl or an it, but the point is, it's that. And now the left is still they're criticizing the voter ID laws in all the states now. And they're criticizing, saying, well, you're disproportionate.
Too bad. They'll get over
it. Let me finish.
They don't like
it. Let me finish with this. The reason why they're going after it now is because the picture and ID may not be accurate because of transgenderism. And they're discriminating against transgender. Sorry, folks, it's only two sexes, male or female. You can't go in between. You can't play this game.
Your agenda. It ain't going to work. The elections, there's only a man and a woman. If your ID is wrong, that's your problem.
The other thing they're very pissed off.
Okay,
news.
I got a question about this. So say you were a man, you became a woman, but you still have a dick, right? That means you're still a man, right? How would you be able to change your identity on a driver's license?
I don't know, because it's illegal.
I got a better question. Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner didn't whack off his third leg, right? That is still a man, even
and
though dresses whatever with a woman. Did Bruce Jenner change his driver's license?
No, he stayed the same. He just changed the name, but it's still considered a male under the driver's license. Because it's based on the birth certificate.
Unless you can prove that you are physically that gender, we should make that a law in the state. New thought, BBB.
Yeah.
We need to make gender law on a license. So they're going after the IDs because of what?
Yeah, they tried Dallas and all things, but we got better news. And this is not just Pennsylvania now, all over the country now. The absentee ballots are coming in, some states call mail-in ballots. If they don't have the proper date or signature, it will be disqualified, period. And that's what happened in Pennsylvania, and that's what's going to happen in every other state, and that's what's happening. They can't steal. The Democrats know that. And then in Arizona, the independent dropout backed Masters that's giving him the seat there, and that's a big thing.
So hold on, what did the supervisor of elections tell them about their ID?
It stays the same. It's based on what your birth certificate says, and that's what it is. And then your picture.
Well,
if you try anything else, you're not going
to
vote.
We're going to bring that one up because come the 2024 election, you're going to be showing your birth certificate and a thumbprint because you ain't going to be stealing. Telling you, it's a new day in America.
You know,
we're taking
and,
back Congress and the Senate and then the White House, and things are going to change. And there's serious change. And all these traitors, bye-bye.
Now, the reason why the markets went down and the reason why Biden is really pissed off is because of another reason, which is sealed the fate for the Democrats when the Fed raised interest rates by 75 basis points, 3.75 basis points, which puts it up to about 5 or 6% interest rate.
Adjustable mortgages, they must be screaming.
And between that and the fact that he announced that he wants to tax if the oil companies don't lower prices, he's going to present a big time tax on the oil companies. You know what? The oil companies told Biden to go scratch.
He's not the. He can't do that.
No.
He can't.
But the point. The point.
That.
No, it's a denial threat. But the point was that you know what that's going to do. This is all listeners around in this country, in fact, around the world. If Biden tries to do that, everything in around the country and the world will go down the tube because your gas for Florida is $3.50.
This is Agenda 21.
We understand that, but right now, this is election time. We got to talk straight and not about Agenda 21. We got to concentrate on getting the real pain. We can worry about other stuff in the near future.
You're running out of diesel fuel in
that's
what,
next.
21?
But I will talk, right, I'll talk to that in a second. Let me get to this point.
Okay.
If you raise taxes on the oil companies, they're not going to eat the increased cost to operate. They're going to pass it down. That's economics 101. And I had an argument with some guy earlier in the day out of Wisconsin, and I told him, if you really believe that the oil companies are going to eat that thing and not pass it on, I have a bridge in Brooklyn to sell you. The point is economics. Look, nobody is in business to lose money. They're all there to make a profit of sort. Oil companies,
exactly.
The gas stations.
They have employees to pay. They have.
All right, we got a call. We have a call. Let me get it.
All right.
612. Okay.
Go.
Hello, 612. You have a question for us?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. Thank you for taking my call. How y'all doing?
All right. We're going over a couple of things, the economics, Biden and speech tonight and other stuff. How can I help? What do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the midterm elections. Just get in. I wanted to know from you guys what you guys thought was going to happen. Do you think Republicans or Democrats, who do you think is taking the House? Who do you think in the Senate and by how many seats?
Okay. What I know right now from the information I'm getting from various sources, the Republicans are going to take the House. It could be as little as 35 seats to as much as 70 seats. It depends because there's a lot of areas around the country, especially the Northeast, and now we heard from California and Washington that that they're flipping to Republicans because, like, one of the reasons is inflation. I think also because of Biden attacking all the Republicans in Mega tonight, that might help. As far as the Senate, we have two reports that the Republicans will take the Senate, but anywhere from 53 seats to 47 to as much as 66 seats in two reports. There's a lot of different campaigns around the country that are in play now that never thought it would be possible, like Patty Murray's in trouble. For example, in Connecticut, Blumenthal's in trouble. So there's a lot of places that was never thought would be opened up, where they are, and the Republicans spread the board across the whole country. You got in New York, you got a number of seats in the House that's going to flip. And the governor's race is now leaning towards Republican with Lee Zeldin, especially when Hochul told a woman who's lost her husband, I think it was a husband, a kid, and basically ignored her. And she doesn't believe there's crime in the area, so she's losing that. And so there's a lot of different things going on with that. And as far as 2024, Trump is going to be, he will hold Nance on the 9th and 10th, and he will be the favorite to win, and Biden, forget about it. I think the Democrats will pick somebody else. Any comment?
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the floor, as far as the Senate, I think 55 seats has got to be the floor. I saw that RCP, Real Clear Politics, projected that New Hampshire is going to go red. And so I think 55 is considered the minimum for Republicans. And in the House, I think 45 seats is the minimum as well. Anything less than 45 to me would be a disappointment. And like you said, I think Washington's in play. And I think Colorado's in play, by the way. I think that's a state that a lot of people are overlooking as well.
Colorado's in play. There's a bunch of states out there. Like Masters is now leading Kelly in Arizona because the independent pulled out and gave up all his votes to Masters. You got Georgia that, despite the attacks by the Doug Allwright, that's Gloria Allwright, is a thug. She tries to destroy people's lives with fake issues. It's been done for years now, and she shouldn't even be a lawyer. She should be disbarred. But I think Walker's going to win. I know he's up. I know he's up by 3 or 4. I think it's going to go across the board. What's unique here in Florida? We're in Florida down here, and for the first time in history, Miami-Dade is trending red. County,
yep.
In fact, they're up by a couple thousand votes so far in Miami-Dade based on what we call absentee ballot early voting. In fact, there's a 6% lead across the board for Republicans over Democrats so far. And don't forget,
the Democrats pulled their operations out of the state. They've waved the white flag already. They've given up on Florida.
Yeah. Well, if DeSantis wins by 10 to 15%, his coattails are big enough to take out every Democrat in the state.
Yeah, everyone. He's winning by 15, guaranteed. 15 is the minimum. That's an absolute blowout.
Debbie, put it this way, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has a speech ready to, a confession speech ready. She knows she's in trouble. There's a bunch of others up and down. It's in trouble. It's about price, you know, inflation, crime, immigration. But you know what's really driving everybody? Family, parental rights at schools. And that's a big thing across the country. What turned Virginia red is now turning other places red because the parents, the Democrats want to control your kids. And the Republicans want to say it's your family. You gave birth to them. It's your kids. And you have the right to say what's going on with your kids and how it's being educated. The Democrats do the opposite. And that's a big thing. And, of course,
Can I make a quick comment about the Virginia race last year and how it could be a sign for what's coming now?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll be brief. So if you think about what happened, remember we had Virginia and New Jersey, right? They thought that Virginia was going to be a lean Democrat, and they thought New Jersey was safe. And what ended up happening, Glenn Youngkin wins, and New Jersey came down to the wire. To everyone's surprise, right? So think about what Youngkin did in Virginia. He took the suburban white women vote, which the Democrats thought they thought that was theirs, and combined it with the white rural vote that Trump had, and that was enough to have a 12-point swing in Virginia. Remember, Virginia went to Biden by 10, Youngkin takes it by 2. So just by doing that, that was a 12-point swing. This election, like Wall Street Journal just reported, the white suburban women vote has switched by 26 points over to the Republican side. And now you've got, combined with that, the Hispanic vote, which could be north of 45% Republican. And in some states, it's going to be over 50. And on the black male vote, we're talking about 30 to 35% potentially voting Republican. So now what we're talking about here, it's not a red wave. It's not a red tsunami. We're talking about the red great flood. The Democrats are going to need to build an ark. That's how bad it's going to be next Tuesday. They're going to get murdered.
Well, I'll tell you, I had a podcast where I said the extinction of the Democrat Party, which coincides with Dick Morris with the same thing and a bunch of others. When they went so far to the left, so far to the communists, where they even talking about basically mutilating children for transgender and stuff like that and controlling kids and controlling parents and controlling things, that was the beginning of the end of that party. CRT, teaching kids, people how to hate, the divide and conquer type of thing. And what changed a lot of things is COVID did a lot of, even though it hurt a lot of people, it actually did a lot of good because it exposed the fraud of the Democrats, especially when it comes to schooling. And that's one of the big things that killed them.
Absolutely.
You know, and... what state are you from?
Minnesota.
What do you think of Minnesota? What's the chances there?
So Keith Ellison at Attorney General, he's definitely out. The recent poll came out, he's down by 7. He's finished. The governor race is going to come down to the wire. Jensen, he's not a great candidate, but at this point there's such an anti-Democrat wave in Minnesota right now that will come down to the wire, and it's going to go 1 point. Either way, it'll either be Walz wins it by a point or Jensen will take it by a point.
Okay.
How about Cicely Davis against Ilhan Omar?
Well, she's going to win, obviously, because she's in. That's like a Biden plus 26 district. So she's not.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, when Ilhan Omar went to a couple of the town halls that she went to us, and she got literally, the Muslims went after her, and they basically they told her to leave, and they did it a couple times, and they were chanting, vote them out. Same thing with the school boards over there. They're chanting, vote them out. And this is coming from her own constituents. So it's going to be kind of interesting. And it was close in the primary. So we'll see on that one.
If anyone to watch out for from that squad, it's Rashida Tlaib, the one in Michigan. She's going to get voted out. There is such, like, that whole Muslim community in Dearborn, they're so angry with her because they feel like she's the main one behind bringing all that homosexual, you know, teaching into the schools. So what I'm hearing over there is that they actually are going to have a write-in candidate, and the expectation is he might actually beat her straight up.
And they she's losing in New York, and they don't like her.
Yeah, she got she.
Oh yeah, AOC.
She tried, yeah.
Yeah.
She pulled a stunt at one of the town halls where they were chanting at her, yelling at her because of her foreign policy positions, among other things. And and she started dancing to the racket, so to speak, to really insult them, and they didn't like that. So
New York's totally in the air. I mean, I'm going to go as far as to say I think Chuck Schumer might have a real race. Like he might actually be sweating. He might be sweating Tuesday night. I'm telling you, man, he might be in trouble.
Pinion. They were supposed to have a date between a debate between Schumer and Pinion, and Pinion started to rise. Schumer canceled the debate. At least we haven't seen anything. But the bottom line was that Schumer needs to go. This guy is crooked.
But you know why Schumer is not having the debate? Because he saw what happened with Hochul and Zeldin, and he saw how much the debate helped Zeldin. So he figured if he debates, it's only going to help Pinion. So he didn't want to take that chance.
That's true. And Zeldin is now up anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 points and growing. Because, and you hit the topic on that, it's not just the inflation, but it's the fact that they're talking about crime and the constant crime and everything in there and the revolving door and cashless bail and all that. And Zeldin picked up on it, and Hochul in the debate said, why is everybody focused on crime? That was the other campaign right there.
Oh, absolutely.
They're so worried in Pennsylvania that they're attacking Mastriano on 10 years ago that he got his PhD or something. Somebody says that he did something wrong. That's how nervous they are.
Yeah, I got someone in Philadelphia who's plugged in to the political scene. This is what's so crazy about the Pennsylvania race. Crime has become such a big issue, and I'm not making this up when I tell you this, that in Philadelphia, they are seeing 30 to 40% of the black vote going Republican. I'm not making this up. Yeah,
that's
they
true.
Are shocked.
They
woke up because of the crime issue. And now I'm hearing from people in PA that are telling me Mastriano legitimately has a shot. They're saying Oz is running away with it. People thought Mastriano was done. They're seeing what's coming in. I'm hearing from everybody in PA. Mastriano legitimately might pull this thing out. If he wins, God help us, that's it for the Democrats. If they lose Mastriano, the 2024 election is going to be a landslide. I guarantee it.
Well, they don't like Josh Shapiro. If they're freaking about the crime, Josh Shapiro is the attorney general. He's got a problem.
Right, but it's just that the Republican, the RGA, the Republican Governor Association, they stabbed Mastriano in the back. They refused to give him money to advertise and campaign. So Mastriano was running a campaign with no money. And even with no money, the crime issue has become such a big deal in Southeast Pennsylvania that people are going to vote Republican regardless. They don't even care. I'm hearing from people saying there's people that are going to vote straight Republican that have never voted Republican in their entire lives.
Yeah,
this is a red wave of a level that we've never. I mean, all I got to say for everyone who's a conservative, MSNBC is going to be must-watch television election night. To see these liberals react to these results, I can't wait.
It's going to be like 2016.
It's going to be 2016 on steroids.
You're
going to be crying.
Oh, yeah.
Fox
I'm going to have my popcorn ready.
MSNBC,
I can't wait.
And CNN and all the crap. I'll be watching news now.
There's three things that Biden did this week that's going to seal the fate for the Democrats again to get loose big all the way around. One is his speech tonight where he criticized. He did what Hillary Clinton did about the deplorables. He did the same thing, attacking MAGA and the Republicans, the exact same idea. That's one. Two, he's raising taxes on oil companies, which means that the gas is going to double in price, and everything else will. That's what he's trying to do, and it's out there. And the third thing is the interest rates itself just went up by 0.75, or three quarters of a point, and that's going to kill the economy too. So all three is not good. Plus, of course, all the crime in around the country, especially in Halloween, what happened in Chicago, Kansas City, and Newark, where the two cops that got shot in New Jersey, where two cops got shot and they got the guy violently. But all this crime intense police officers started with Obama and his hatred towards the police department and law enforcement. And that's where BLM and Antifa really got strong on. It's his doing, along with George Soros. The American people are smart now, and they know what's going on. And it's not a thing. And they're going to be voting for safety.
Right. And what's hilarious is to see all these Democrats on television pretending like they weren't for defunding the police all of a sudden. It's unbelievable, man. It's like they don't want our lying eyes to see what we really saw, which was, you remember in 2020, every Democrat was out there campaigning for defunding the police, every one of them. And now they want to lie to us and act like it wasn't. These people love to piss on us and tell us it's raining all the time.
Yeah, you see that in, we have videotapes of stuff like Stacey Abrams said that. I never said it. And then we go play it. Same thing with John Fetterman. I never was against fracking. Then they can call him on that.
That was the worst answer I've ever heard in a debate in my entire life. His answer on fracking, unreal. Yeah. When he answered that question, that was it. Yep,
100%. I want to tell you something. I kind of feel sorry for the guy because he had a stroke and everything, and they had no business. His wife is pushing him to do this. What they should have done was after stroke was they should have said, for some medical reasons, I can't go on. Let me do my rehab and everything else. Maybe a couple of years from now, I could do something more. Let's let the governor appoint somebody to take his place. That would have been the smart move. But it's all about power, and it's all about stupidity.
Greed and power.
Yeah, and
right.
I actually heard that they already had
a replacement in mind. That they once he won, they were going to have him step aside and let his wife take his place. That plan was already on the table.
Right. But
so that's why she's pushing him, because she wants a seat.
Yeah.
She's more of a radical than he is.
Yes, and they're both communists, but this guy here, he's so anti-law and order, so anti-America, and he dresses like a sucker, and he lives home. Up until recently, he really was living with his parents for most of his life.
Harry's been living with his parents.
That's the general description of most communists, right? Living off their parents, don't have a job. You know what I mean? That's why he's a communist. That's usually how it goes. But
he was a mayor.
I was going to ask you guys, if the Republicans have the landslide in the House, like we're expecting, let's say they win 50 seats plus, do you see McCarthy sticking around as the Speaker of the House, or do you think he's going to get replaced?
No. He's being replaced.
Okay. Oh, yes. Who do you think would be a good candidate? Like, I was thinking Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Like, who do you think would be a good replacement?
Any of the three. You just pick my three picks. Any one of those three.
Really? Okay. After Paul Ryan and John Boehner, we need somebody with a brain.
Yeah.
We can't be stuck again.
Jim Jordan is great. Marjorie Taylor Greene is fantastic. She stands up. Short little thing. She really stands up, and she's really tough. Like a lot.
Yeah,
Matt Gaetz, I know pretty well. Matt Gaetz, I know personally,
Senate,
he's cool.
And I'm looking at the Senate being like Ted Cruz, being the majority leader.
Oh, I hope so. Gosh, we got to get rid of McConnell. I mean, that's got to be the first thing they do. I cannot stand that guy.
Trump always said he's gone.
He wasn't for the America First candidates. He didn't want
yeah,
the
I know.
Senate to be. He's a good old boy. He's a rhino, and he needs to retire.
Definitely. I mean, he's literally giving money to Murkowski in Alaska. He's trying to prop out Murkowski instead of supporting Tish Baca, who's an actual America First patriot. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's thinking. When he did that, I knew he's a traitor going forward.
Yeah. Now, Tish Baca is now leading in the polls that we have. We believe she's going to win. And we also believe that Sarah Palin is going to pull it out, too.
Oh, I thought Palin dropped out. She's still
running?
No,
she's still – yeah. Sarah Palin, she didn't drop. She don't give up. And we believe she'll probably pull it out.
She's kind of a rhino, though. That's the thing about Palin. She's not as – I looked at some of her policies. I was surprised. Like, she doesn't support school choice. She's got a little bit of a rhino tendency coming out. I'm kind of worried about her.
Nick Begich, whatever his name is, he's a Democrat. His
parents were
Democrats. Generations of Democrats. He is a rhino. So let's see.
Yeah.
I'd rather have her over him. Okay,
yeah,
maybe she's
true.
Not that
yeah.
the best.
Yeah, I'd rather have her over
anybody
in that
district.
She's a
Democrat liar. Democrat liar. Okay?
Yeah.
I heard that Newsom is in trouble now in California.
That'd be the upset of the century if that happens.
Is there a governor's race going on? Is there an election there?
Yes. Yeah. I also heard
do you know who he's running against?
I have no idea.
Daly or something like that.
Yeah, but you got Aunt Nancy or Cousin Nancy, whatever. They're looking
Paul came out today that Nancy Pelosi's down by a few and dropping fast. She may lose.
The problem in California is they got that universal mail-in voting. So even if they're down, they can cheat. I mean, they can do fraud like crazy in California.
Yeah, I know. We have an election integrity team in all 50 states. We've been making arrests like crazy in California, elsewhere. That's what makes them nervous. We're the ones that actually won in Pennsylvania and to get that 250,000 ballots kicked out that the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ruled. But they can't use it because it's not dated properly or don't have the right signature on it.
Okay.
And any ballot, which was the opposite of what happened in 2020. So we actually got a good thing there. And the voter identity laws, the integrity laws that's gone around the country, some of them follow Florida. Georgia actually approved theirs. That's why Stacey Abrams can't win. And that's going to give Walker an edge up. In fact, Abrams is down by 10 or 15 now.
I think Kemp's going to win similar to DeSantis. I think that's a total blowout down there. I think because these election laws that they put in place, like you said, I think Georgia is no longer a purple state. It's going to be a solid red state going forward.
Right. And Walker's got if Kemp wins by 15, Walker wins by 10.
Yeah, no doubt. No, Walker got it. It's over, man. Warnock, it was just like with Oz and Fetterman. That debate destroyed Warnock. It was from that point on, Walker had that thing in the bag. That's why, what's her name, Katie Hobbs, is scared to have a debate as well in Arizona because she knows that she's going to get killed by Kerry.
Yeah, she's right now, Kerry Lake is doing ask me a question type tour to people, different people, and she's going with Amateur and Masters, and they're going to do like town hall, different type of town halls and stuff where the people, the voters ask her questions. That's all she's doing is taking questions and ideas from the people and connecting that route.
Yeah.
Well, we got to have Mark Fincher win Secretary of State in Arizona. That's so important.
Yeah.
Pritchett's going to win. It's going to be a straight Republican win there, and it's dying to, because I'll tell you from the information I'm getting, because I work, my company works out of Mesa, and I work with, and I get some news through there sometimes, and the, some of the news on that computer system is left, is kind of left wing, and they said that what today they're talking about a Republican total Republican takeover, what it's going to look like for Arizona, so they know what's going to cause.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, you know, and I heard New Mexico is in play too. And also in Massachusetts is in play, because Massachusetts, because they had Kamala Harris in Massachusetts campaigning.
Oh, I don't know why
they
were
solid.
They
wouldn't
have been
there.
That's a mistake. Oh, my gosh. At this point, I think Kamala and Joe Biden campaigning is like a negative. If I were a Republican, I'd pay them to come out just to help boost us.
Yeah, well, the same thing with Liz Cheney.
Liz Cheney endorsed
Obama doing campaigning, and they were saying "fuck Joe Biden, let's go Brandon."
Oh yeah, yeah.
Catch that?
Yeah.
And people are fed up.
That was up in Wisconsin and in Michigan. They did that also.
Yeah.
They went after him.
You notice how small the crowds were. By the way, they were in a high school gym with maybe 1,000 people there.
Yeah,
they couldn't feel it. But that shows you where they're at. I mean, if Trump goes to Michigan or any one of these states, he can fill an arena with 20,000 people easily. They can't even fill a high school gym anymore. It's unreal.
Yeah, they went down here.
That's why they stole the election in 2020, because they cheat and steal. They can't win on their merit.
I think anybody... if you haven't heard, the people that was involved with the 2,000 mules, the Truth of Vote, the two owners that are right now in jail because they refused to give up their sources. So the church put them in jail until they do.
Yeah, and the Arizona court there, they ruled that the men were, the people aren't able to record the drop boxes. You saw that? They just made that ruling today.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now, they couldn't record the drop boxes. And so they're still fighting it.
I guarantee you we're recording those drop boxes. I guarantee you I can guarantee you that every drop box will have the election integrity team guarding it in one way or the other, because we got to make sure that this doesn't happen again. We arrested a bunch of people, one in Broward County and several in Orlando for trying to violate the drop box things. And we basically, what they did in Broward was took the drop boxes away and said the next time the supervisor election puts one out, the supervised election will be arrested for fraud. That's 5 years in prison automatic in the state. There is no more drop boxes. If you don't want to drop it off at the polling places, you can drop off at the post office, and that's under security. So we know what's going on there.
Right, and that's why DeSantis is so good. See, DeSantis is showing Republicans that if you are strong. If you're not cowardly and overly apologetic to the liberal media and actually stand by your convictions and don't back down when they pressure you, look how successful you could be. It's not that difficult, man. Just Republicans just need to grow a spine and realize if you stand firm, you can win easily. These Democrats are a joke, man. I mean, they got 90% of the media backing them, and they still can't win.
Yeah. Okay, we have about 10 minutes left of the show.
Okay.
I would like to thank you for coming on. Do you have a final word? Oh, he left already. Okay. Scarlett, we have a few minutes left of the show. We got any comment?
We're going to win. We're going to win big. And we have to make sure they don't steal it. And we have to protect our candidates. Because once they win... Don't be thinking it's done. We need to protect all of the winners, all of them.
That also, we need to make sure that what we campaign on, we actually follow through with.
That's right.
America
That's right.
First. America First.
Because if you suck at us and you said blah, 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 it's not going to be. We'll find a way.
You get primary now.
We'll shock you. Okay? The truth don't let you off the hook. We will shock you. And we'll get everybody to follow us and shock you. And we'll create a big wave on shark. Okay? It'll be a sharknado on you. And I'm going to
starting tomorrow, you got the Trump rallies, the Make America First candidates rallies, to keep, Save America rallies starting tomorrow. Save America rallies. RSBN Newsmax will be coming in tomorrow, and there'll be Saturdays in Pennsylvania.
If anybody bothers you, bring your Doberman. They'll protect you.
They're going to be in Pennsylvania. They're going to be in Florida on Sunday. So just come down here in South Florida. It's going to be here. That's when the gentleman on the radio, on the phone earlier said there was less than 1,000 in the gym. That same area on Sunday, Trump will be down there. We'll have about 30,000.
He said that Ilhan Omar is winning.
I don't know. It's gonna be close. You can't judge what that is, but if Keith Ellis is down by 8 to 10, Ilhan Omar is gonna lose because it's a down ballot race.
Davis was doing some heavy duty campaigning.
Yeah, no, she
She's
is,
good.
And there's a lot of there's a lot of people out there. But
and the
right
Muslim
now,
community don't like her. They don't like her.
I think he's right. Tiop, Elsie's in trouble.
Then I'm going to jump off. Sarah Palin's not for school choice.
I think she is. I know she's very big on special needs, the ESC type programs. I don't know.
And she's got grandkids. What the heck? She's in the
I can't answer that. I can't answer that. We don't know much,
so I don't know, but we will investigate it.
Yeah,
okay?
I haven't really been following that in the last year.
This is Charles Butler saying, everybody, have a great night. Enjoy.
See you Sunday.
Happy Hump Day. And God bless America. And God bless my listeners and everyone. Good night. Bye.
Now, before we shut down, I just want to say a couple things. One is, don't be complacent. We're on the final stretch. We're going to take a play out of Herschel Walker. The goal is to get to score, to get a touchdown to score. We're near the goal line. We're in the final minutes of the game, and we need to cross that line. We cannot stop defense. We have to go and win the game. Do not be complacent. Get out there and vote. 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 100 people, get out there and vote. Bring your friends. Bring your coworkers. Bring your aunts and uncles, your neighbors. Everyone, vote for the Constitution. Vote for your safety. Vote for your kids. Vote for freedom. It's time to do it because you cannot allow the communists, they're not Democrats anymore, these are communists. They're pure, simple communist people. They cannot be in office anywhere. Continue to vote. In here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, vote for him. Vote for Marco Rubio. He's up by 10 or 15. And get straight down the line all the way through. Ashley Mooney's up by double digits. Let's continue to do that. And Georgia Kemp is up. The Walk is up. Let's go across the board all the way around. To vote for Lee Zeldin in New York, Bodoc in, I think it's New Hampshire, Connecticut, the woman in Lowy from Connecticut is now winning. We could run across the board, all over the country. The latest Dallas is showing that we go, and he's right, the gentleman on the radio said that called in. He said that he's looking at 45 minimum. to as high as 70. That's close to what I was predicting, between 50 and 75, 50 and 100. It's close to that. And as we get closer to the election and the stunts that pulled, that this guy in the White House pulled tonight by calling 50% of America, by 80% of America, basically deplorables, hate terrorists, that is not good. He's supposed to unite the country. Then he divides the country. The American people had enough of that garbage, and they want you to change things around. We want safety, secure borders, lower prices, lower gas prices, be able to have control of our own children, able to control what's being taught in schools, and continue to that route. We need to go in that road. So get out there, vote Republican across the country. Vote America first. Get out there and vote. And let's win this for the Constitution, for our founding principles, our founding fathers. Let's take America. Let's make America great again, because there's nothing wrong of being successful in life, following your passions and your dreams. Only an idiot believes otherwise. Concentrate on success. Concentrate on what your dreams are. Vote Republican. Allow us to become great again. Thank you again, and have a great evening. See you on Sunday at 7 o'clock. It's the final show before the poll, before the election day. Let's get this going and get out there and watch all the rallies starting tomorrow. Have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the youth.